This is Mike.
Mike, how's it going? This is Dennis with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, how you doing, Dennis?
Doing pretty good. I don't know if you remember me or not. I actually worked with you guys whenever I worked with you. I think it was out of the Colorado office with Leslie.
Yeah, Stephanie.
Stephanie. Okay, yeah. I should have ZoeTrucks@AOL.com as her email address. That's all I remember. But I know you guys shut down that location. But I was just checking in with you. I think we did a couple deals, I believe. But I didn't know if you or anyone in your office had anyone on your plate you want me to look into as far as financing that you might be having a hard time getting approved elsewhere. Or
yeah,
have a few niches here.
I'm working a deal now. How old the trucks can you do?
We actually don't have an age limit on the first transaction. So I'm doing one that's typically it's 10 years, but I'm doing one that's for a 2005 International right now that they don't look at the year on it or mileage.
Okay. Well, these trucks are 95s and 6s. Peterbilt 95s and 6s. The man's trying to buy two trucks. He's got a 830 credit score.
Oh, geez.
And he's trying to buy two trucks at $23,000 for the pair.
Okay.
So, and I got one company that I'm sending it to. If I'm already sending it, I've already emailed all the information to them. I got to kind of work through them. Are you able to do units more than one unit at a time?
Sure, absolutely. We really don't have a limit. Usually for a low documentation approval, it's $150,000 or less. But if we go above that, depending on the scenario and the company and the time of business, we might want to look at some profit loss or interims or couple tax returns or something like that, but usually it's pretty minimal on what we require.
Okay, do me a favor and send me just a quick heads up to my email so I got it in front of me. It is mike@heartlandtruck.com.
mike@heartlandtruck. I should have that somewhere. There it is. Okay.
And mike@heartlandtruck.com.
Gotcha. And out of curiosity, I know a few other companies out there. Do you know which one you're sending it to? Is it a broker or is it
U.S. Equity Funding?
U.S. Equity Funding.
Jeffrey?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know of those guys. I think they. I think I actually have heard of them. Does he have equity? Is that the reason you sent it there? Or?
Say that again.
Does he have equity? Is that the reason that you're sending it there? Are they using equity from a property that he has to get the approval? Or
no, he's doing it off the vehicles. He's
okay,
just doing
gotcha.
It off the vehicles. Yeah.
Okay, well, if you want me to take a hack at it, I can usually get an approval fairly quickly. The one that I submitted one yesterday, the same scenario, it was a 2005. But 1995, 96, we do those all the time, too. I know, especially that model, I believe it, 396 or something like that? I could be wrong.
397.
Yeah, I think they hold their value pretty well, so.
Yeah, these are 377 value models, but, I'll tell you what, send me the email, and I will get back with you, and I'm going to kind of let this guy run it for, see what
okay,
he
yeah,
does.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
And if not, I'll... And I'll get with you later.
All right. Sounds good, Mike. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.